Kinyan Chaf, the 20th Kinyan of the Memches Devarim Shatara Niknes Bahem, is Erech Apayim. The Mishnah Masechtas Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says to his Talmidim, Amar Lahem, Tzu'u Uru'u, Ezui Derech Yeshara, Shiyidbak Boha Adam. Tell us, what is the proper path, the straight path that a person should go down, the person should cleave to? B'liezer Omer Ayin Toiva, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaver Toiv, Rabbi Yezi Omer Shachin Toiv, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Reyes and Eilat, B'lozer Omer Lev Toiv, Omer Lahem, Roya Ani, Estivir Rabbi Lozer Ben Arach, Shabuchlal Devar of Devrechem, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says, I see Rabbi Lozer Ben Arach's response of Lev Toiv, Bechlal, all your words. He encompasses everything. And the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, how is it that Lev Toiv encompasses everything? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that Lev Toiv, he calls it the Midas HaRatzon. And he continues and says, he understands it to be Savlonos. Savlonos means that a person isn't quick to react. He's patient and he stays far away from the Midah of Kas. And when he responds to something, he responds B'man Erach, in a soft voice. Even if someone does something to him which is harmful and insulting, he soivel it. He doesn't have bitter words to the person that did the avla to him. And Rabbi Yehuda says, when Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Bechlal Devarov Devrechem, he meant that a person who has this midah, the midah of Savlonos, which comes from a Lev Toiv, imbued in him, he'll be good to his friend, he'll be a Chavar Toiv, he'll be good to his Shachin, he'll be a Shachin Toiv, and he'll be good and kind to the whole world. He has this midah of benevolence. When a person has a benevolent heart and he's looking out for his friend and he's sincerely interested in the needs of his friends, then he'll be able to help them both with words and deeds and finances, whatever is necessary to get his friend, his chaver, his shachin, onto their feet. And once we see that the kinyan of Erech Apayim means savlonos, patience, and not only patience, giving, being benevolent, understanding, we can understand why this is an important kinyan for kinyani HaTorah. Rabbi Yehuda says, when he's explaining the Mishnah of Aseh Lecha Rav, Kneh Lecha Chaver, you know what he says? He says, Sheikneyu bepius tevarim uvaloshen raka. The way you acquire a friend is with pius tevarim and loshen raka, speaking nicely and softly to a friend. And you shouldn't be makbid on the things that he says to you. You should be able to accept, even if it's not exactly the way you like it. Even if he says something kinegdoi, Rabbeinu Yehuda says, al yishivei umane. Don't answer, don't respond. Because if a person always has to respond to everything that's said to him, he won't remain with any friends. People have different opinions. At times, they may be totally different. But if a person is always accepting and doesn't have to have the last word, then he'll ultimately have a great friendship. And this is very important for Kinyan HaTorah, especially if a person has to have a chavrusa to grow in learning, as mentioned previously. Then if he's going to be able to withstand things that his chavrusa may say that don't seem exactly the way he understands it, in order to be able to grow with the chavrusa together, you need a tremendous amount of patience. And besides for that, the Archas Chaim Laharosh says, "V'yisrachik min haschik u'min hakas, ki mevalbel ruchei v'daydei shel adam." It's so important to have the midah of Erech Apayim for Torah, because kas is one of the midahs that doesn't allow a person's mind to concentrate. When a person's upset, his mind's all over the place. So in order for a person to be able to focus and concentrate and feel calm and grow in his learning, it's so important not to have the midah of kas, which is mevalbel a person's mood and mevalbel his mind. And not only that, if a person realizes that to acquire Torah, it needs an amelos, putting in full effort and full kaiches to really understand, not only for yourself, especially if a person has to teach and he has to prepare, he needs to have that sense of calmness and that patience to be able to allow a sugya to develop, to allow him to develop his thoughts, to allow him to put together a full presentation if he's saying a shir to others. Therefore, the midah of Erech Apayim is an important one for a person to grow in their learning. Have a wonderful day.